The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees today awarded this year's Nansen Refugee Prize in a ceremony in Geneva. The award, consisting of a medal and $100,000 monetary prize, is given out yearly to a person or group for outstanding services in supporting refugee causes. This year's winner is Catherine Camilleri of the Jesuit Refugee Service. She is a 37-year-old lawyer from Malta, helping refugees arriving in the Mediterranean island nation. We had the chance to speak to Dr. Camilleri. She told us the problems refugees are facing in Malta.
Many asylum seekers who end up in Malta often didn't want to come here, and they don't want to stay here. So many do try to move on. However, it's not always possible. The way European law and policy on migration and asylum work, asylum seekers or people granted protection cannot simply leave the country and turn up somewhere else and simply live and work there. I mean, their protection was granted in Malta, and as such is the Maltese government, which is responsible for them. And there are a number of asylum seekers who did leave, who tried to stay on in another country, and who ended up being returned because of the way in which the Dublin regulations work. So many, many migrants are coming to realize that, well, even if they don't want to stay here, they may have to, that it may not be so simple to leave. Some people have left and been sent back two or three times.